There you are. Welcome, welcome. Come right in. Get out of the rain. Dry yourself off. There you go, my sweet. You look all tattered and worn, standing there and shivering. Work getting you down? The oppressive nature of Ouroboros stage capitalist society? The feeling of being watched, no matter where you go, and judged for who you are and who you aren't? Well, you won't find any of that in here. Strictly non-judgmental policy. That's what we keep in here. Well, I keep in here. But no. You didn't come to listen to me ramble. So, welcome to my parlor, said the spider to the other spider. Or, perhaps you're not a spider at all. Here, let me take a look at you, assess you a little. I think you're not a spider, but you might be a spy. Who are you working for, little skitterling? Let me have a look at all of your augments and see who's watching or listening to us right now. None. Not a single augment within all of my eyes and all of my senses. My goodness, what a rare breed you are. People like you are a dying breed these days, don't you know? Oh, I'm sure you do. Look around at these dark, rain-washed streets, lit by each and every neon sign all across the frequency spectrum in 15 languages. Nary an unaugmented transhuman to be seen. Neko enhancements with real synth fur, with ears and tails and hyper-somatosensory. Well, sensors. Yes, look, there's one right there on the street corner. Look down a bit. She's the one on her hands and knees, pleading, mewling, for someone to just fill her holes. Wait. She's saying, ah, yes, rut her, fill her up. With credits, probably, or maybe scent stims, or maybe even Grey Goo. Who knows with those kinds of transcendees? And look up. Yes, look at the walkway. Limbs. So many delightful limbs. And Vox boxes ornamented with the most popular trends. Goodness me. And that one has the holographic dragon tattoo designed by, well, a member of my crawler clan. Very popular line, don't you know? And look away now, my dear customer. That's a member of the 921 gang. They're very touchy about eye contact, but they know me. Hi, how are you doing? Send my regards to your mother. But my manners. How can I forget my manners? You're here for something. Something made you venture out all alone, unaugmented, onto these dark, opportunity-filled streets to seek me out. Me, in person. How flattering. And of course, you've brought along with you plenty of resources to pay for it, I suppose. What do I take? Oh, well, it depends. Eye for an eye, after all. Well, not always, literally. I'm always up for negotiation. That's how we make this post-currency society function, right? I'm sure you agree with me. So, pick your poison, dearest customer. What are you after? Food? I have the finest culinary experiences available for you. Normally, they'd go into the jack, just under your mandible jaw, to manifest as a fully tactile and kinesthetic experience. But for you, well, I'll give you the pitch anyway. We have the finest delicacies from 1980s, 4 Michelin-starred chef courses to the exact sensory mapping of a baby octopus just wriggling in your mouth, thrashing to be freed as you bite down. I know, they're extinct now, but my suppliers assure me that it's accurate, and their cryo subjects also agree. Testimonials left, right, and center, don't you know? No? Something a little rarer. Camping supplies? There's a lot to be said about camping out in the middle of the rural areas, you know, where there's only a tenth of the light pollution we have here in this great city. Sometimes, I've even heard that you can't even see your own sensory appendages at night. That's an experience you've got to do at least once. No? Oh, tricky customer. No. Of course you can't tell me what you're after. It's on my pride as a merchant to be able to tell what my customers are after, especially since you came to look for me directly here. Well, you seem a little nervous, but trying to get your confidence up, so... Weaponry? We've all got to stay well protected on these dangerous, dangerous streets. Well, we have the usual run of flux plasma rifles and Miltech rejects, of course, as well as the ancient frag grenades rescued from the old war zones. Some of them might be duds, though, and... Of course, we have the bioxic. Oh, no? You're looking for something a little bit more immoral than that, aren't you? Something that makes your unaugmented heart beat faster and your unaugmented vox breathe a little shallower, a little faster. Something more inhuman. Something that your morals are objecting to. Well, we have a few of those. I'm not sure we can cater for an unaugmented, a purely human ingestion, but I'm always excited to do something a little new, something which is a challenge, and I can modify my wares on the spot. Of course, what kind of merchant would I be if I couldn't? Oh, listen to your unaugmented voice quaver. I could do you a real deal, almost a 50% discount on augmenting your vox box, you know. When you reveal nonverbal information like that, that's just plain dangerous. Free warning for you there. Oh, you can get a lot of discounts. It's just what happens when an unaugmented person wanders into your shop. Generally. But no, you said my special inventory. Well, you'll have to be a little more precise. What kind of a special inventory are we talking about? I mean, you could have a night with me all to yourself. I have that special inventory. Or you could have the special inventory where I just flatter you and tell you how great you are. Although I suppose I could do that for free because an unaugmented in my shop? Just the recordings of this interaction alone are going to make me a fortune. Oh, yes, of course our meeting is being recorded. Just safety, customer. I assure you. Well, safety and a fortune. Don't worry, nothing bad's going to happen to you just because you're on camera. Well, many cameras, from all kinds of angles. I'll make sure to blur out your face and do all kinds of things to your image to make sure no one hunts you down. You're my good fortune, no one else's. Oh, well, and you're your own good fortune, I suppose. Enhancements? Temporary sensory enhancements? Oh, well, customer, you're here and you're unaugmented. And whatever electronics you had on you, I've already jammed the moment you stepped into my parlor. Sorry, not sorry. I'd really rather that your full attention was on me so we can talk freely. I mean, drugs. Let me unfold out my favorite coat and show you what's in all of my pockets. Oh, no, that's just my chest. Don't stare at my chest. That's not the fun bit. Aha, my full inventory. You can see I have the full altered reality experiences here for you. What would you like? What would you like? Left side? Something dark? Guns? Games? Or maybe even an invisibility baton? A little pocket watch? Oh my, you're so innocent, so pure, my dearest unaugmented customer. Well, I suppose I could explain it all to you, for free even. Gosh, the ratings, the upvotes, the donations. I can feel it raining in now and filling up my bank accounts. So, the pocket watch here, this is a time stop kind of drug. You take this and synchronize with the appropriate augments, which of course you don't have at the moment, and the world just freezes in time. What it actually does, I won't explain. That just gets too technical for my liking, but the effect is the whole world just locks into place. You could go out there right now and moon that 921 fuckhead and he wouldn't know. Fuck him up the ass. You could rape that little kitten mewling on the sidewalk. Just give her what she's craving. Or that lovely lady outside with the 10-layered skirts. Might take a while to undo it all, though. You could drop the pants or lift the skirt of anyone in a 2-block radius around this shop. You could reorganize all those random pedestrians outside into a mass orgy if you wanted. Well, if you had the strength. Some of those samurais are heavy. Just for your own viewing pleasure, of course. No, of course it's not happening in this reality. Do you think quantum entanglements come in pocket watch size? You'll sure feel like it's real, though. The invisibility baton, you just secure to you, however you prefer, and voila, I'm invisible. Invisible to all kinds of senses, but it only lasts a certain duration, and it's not like it muffles you. Which is why, of course, I can give you this sales pitch. These guns, these games, they're a touch more pedestrian. The gun just makes you supremely angry for as long as you want to be, but you can also do all kinds of physical and charismatic feats, which you normally couldn't. People listen, for once, when you're shouting. Does take a bit of getting used to, though. You can break your augments that way. And the games? Well, they're all about the mental. They just boost your mental abilities to super genius levels. Everything becomes clear, and everything's just all locked into the memory. Comes with a game, hence the name of it, where you have to fulfill the shifting criteria consistently, or all the withdrawal symptoms are programmed to hit you at once. Nasty experience, that. Wouldn't recommend failing at the game. No? Or would you like the lighter, softer, warmer inventory? Here, on my right side. The flower? It's a romantic experience. It jacks into your memories and it takes the person you love most in a romantic way. And you get to go on a honeymoon or a series of dates. You spend a full life with them, and the memories you make are permanent and real, and they stay behind. Well, until the flower wilts, and then you're just left with a longing to relive that life again from the start. No, the candy. That one just triggers all your pleasure hormones. All of them. At once. I'm told it would be so intense if it wasn't for the fact that it triggered your relaxing hormones, too. Though you do have to be careful with this one. You need to stay well hydrated and make sure you flush yourself out. Or at least find somewhere that won't leave a permanent mess. All kinds of things relax, you know? You know? And this one... I love this one myself. Personal testimonial, 100% trustworthy. It's just a little syringe pill that you hold under your tongue and you trigger it, and suddenly everything is completely okay. You are loved and you are wanted and you are valuable to wider society. I can't use it too often, dear customer, or I'd just be addicted to floating in that sensation all the time, and I have wares to sell. No? Though I can see you were tempted, a little. Well, let's throw in a syringe pill for free, shall we, if you buy something from me. And I'll give a year's supply to you, half price, if you enjoy it. Well, free sample, right? Always great. But no. You want something a little more concrete than peer enhancements or even an artificed, carefully curated emotional connection. I think you want something present. Indeed, a customer of discerning taste. Very well. Enough of all of these small fry things, then. You want my really special wares. Step right through, then, dearest customer, and browse my real wares. Come out the back door and come right in. Oh. Seems like this was exactly what you were looking for. A partner. My. How very, very lewd of you. An equal in all respects. Yes. I do sell those too. Why, I never. A specific partner. Well, you'll have to be more clear here. I have all kinds of specific partners. Sex partners, love partners, governesses, butlers, babysitters, business partners. Those ones are more expensive. Androids? Gynoids? Oh, no. You see this big warehouse lined with corridors and observation platforms and all these humanoids standing up, packed in like sardines? I have about 2,000 in here at the moment. We rotate stock every half a season or so, and not a single AI among them all. I pride myself in my fashionable collection, you see. I even have quite a few unaugmented, traded to me by fellow merchants. I can recommend the merchant specifically if you'd like a more specialized collection. Blondes, redheads, rainbow-colored hair, brunettes, humanoids of specific races, half-breeds, rapists, submissive little fuck toys, owners and pets and rope bunnies and riggers. I have them all. Blue-collar, white-collar, hover truck drivers and delivery boys, yeah, artists and poets and criminals, the perpetually vibe-tortured, and the narcissists, and even, the jewel of my collection, and the one I'll never let go of or rotate. Do you remember that performer that just went missing at the height of her fame? Thousands of cheering fans eager to receive her next performance. Countless numbers of orgasms spent on her. Voila. There she is. Frozen in time. Still conscious, though. Just wonderful, isn't she? Of course she's on a podium. I can't have her be anywhere else. Hi, darling. Miss me? No, of course she's not for sale. Well, I suppose if the price was high enough. But you don't look like you can afford her. I'm sorry. I care about your budget too, you know. I want to make sure you get the best service and you recommend the right people back to my shop. So, what are you after? Oh, an itemized list? Fantastic. One moment, dear customer. That's a very specific list, dear customer. So specific, in fact, that I can think of only one of those in the entire warehouse. Come along, then. Careful, careful there. Yes, of course you can touch the merchandise. You can even try it out. But if you decide not to buy, I'll have to sanitize them again, and I've been told I sanitize them too roughly. Can you believe that? So, easy with the merchandise, dearest customer. You break it, you buy it. I'm only kidding, only kidding. We haven't even discussed the price yet. That one in particular? From the Cold Cases collection, I think. $21.39. It was an amazing haul. Yes, I remember. My crawler clan hacked into a local investigator's case files and arranged for humanoids matching the descriptors of every single cold case to be just taken from their homes, sleeping so safe at night. The popo never caught on, of course. Heck, I think one of them, assigned to the investigation, actually bought someone from that collection last year. Careful now. I wouldn't wake it up if I were you. They always come awake so confused, and they end up in tears or screaming and fighting and such a bother. Go on. Buy it from me. Unaugmented discount. 50% off. I can go that high, and I'll even throw in a free room for a day for you to wake them up in. Only the best for my dearest customers. Speaking of which, since we seem to have come to the damaging part of the evening, namely the part that damages your wallet, the price for that one is... let's see here. Triple C is 3-5, unaugmented 10-2, romantic possibility 2-7. That's 16-4 plus having already taken it out of the stasis, 1-4 plus providing all the necessary reacclimation programs, 5-7, 23-2. Oh, let's just round it down and call it 200,000 credits. Flat. Oh, wait, the unaugmented discount. Sorry. 100,000 credits. What? That low? Are you insulting me, unaugmented skitterling? I'll do 80,000 credits and not a centicred less. Emotional appeal? Not bad. 75. Wait, no, that's brilliant. Play it up to the cameras. Why did you come here for that specific thing? Childhood friends? Stolen away? A 10-year-long search to get them back. By gods, the ratings. Okay. You've moved me. You've moved my titanium sink heart right in its casing. 50,000 credits. A spider's still gotta make a living. Sold. Alright, come right out. I want to be your provider. I want you to leave a brilliant testimonial on the neural web just for me. So out into the rooms I've provided. Go on. Get there. Wake up that merchandise. Hello, 921. It's an opportunity. Yes, it's me. I just saw your son actually passing by. Was that for me? Or was that for? Oh, what a coincidence. I had something to ask of you. You know the unaugmented that walked into my shop? He bought one of the triple C. Yes. Childhood friends, apparently. Let them go out and enjoy themselves together for a week. Make sure no one bothers them. And then take them both and separate them. I want them unharmed, but I have an idea for next season's collection. And by God, the ratings will be amazing. Oh no, another customer. Hello, welcome, welcome. Come right in, come right in.